You are not a victim.
That's right.
You are a sinner.
Yes.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1, 3, and you ought to read the whole thing, but we're going to skip a little for the sake of time. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 says, dare any of you having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Now, we had a lawyer, a real estate lawyer, do that to our church, claim to be a Christian. Never want to talk about it, just go hire you a lawyer. But verse 2, do you not know that the saint shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? How often you hear people say, don't judge me? Yeah. Well, you have the authority. You have the authority to judge what's right and what's wrong. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not a good Christian if you're not doing it. Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. Ain't that something? I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. There's some churches in this town that's about to fold, and the reason is nobody will stand up and say, this is wrong.
That's right. Amen.
This is wrong. They'll say it to me. They'll tell me about it. They'll tell you about it. But they won't stand up to their church, who is full of worldliness and all this stuff, and just say, look, I've made a righteous judgment. This, according to the scriptures, is wrong. Sometimes churches fold, you know, and anyway, I better go on. Skip down now to verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? That means they're not part of it. They're not part of our judgment. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, that's LGBT crowd, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, that's those that are weirdo sexual things, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, those that mock the church and go, nor extortioners, cheat people out of money, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, God said that. I didn't say that.
Right.
Well, what makes you able to judge that? The next verse makes me able to judge that. And such were some of you.
Yes.
We used to be those people.
Yeah, that's right.
I know it's wrong. I used to be one of them.
Yes.
Don't jump on me and say you can't judge me. I'm telling you, I've been there. I know it's wrong, and I can tell you that's wrong because I've jumped off that same stupid bridge. And such were some of you, but I like this, but ye are washed.
Amen.
But ye are sanctified.
Sir.
But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. In other words, you're not what you used to be.
Yes.
You're different.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You can't judge me. What's sin for you may not be sin for me. No, if it's sin, it's sin.
Right.
Well, you don't have the right to say that to me. I'm not saying, I'm just telling you what God said because He washed me from the same thing. He washed me from that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're just all sinners saved by grace. We're trying to do better. No, you're saved. That's it. You're saved. God has saved you. He has taken you out of that life. You're not supposed to have one foot in that life, one foot in this life and say, you got to forgive me because I'm just a sinner. No, that means you're saying you're a victim. Well, I can't help myself. He made me do it. She made me do it. My daddy didn't go fishing with me. My mama didn't teach me how to darn socks. That's the only one I can think of. I'm sorry. My mama didn't teach me how to cook. No, you're not a victim. You're a sinner.
Right.
You're a dirty, rotten, hell-bound sinner. I was. He said, and such were some of you. If we read the list, our name could be put under one of those or numbers of those.
Amen.
He said, but not anymore. Such were, that's past tense, some of you. I get so tired of it. Let me go on. I'll never finish. All things are lawful unto me. That means I'm saved. Nothing can take me to hell. I'm saved. I have eternal life. I have eternal security. All things are lawful for me. I can do anything I want to. And it won't take me to hell. But wait a minute. But all things are not expedient. It's not good for me. I can do anything. I'm a free man. I can do it. Matter of fact, I'm more free now than I was before I got saved. I was a slave to sin now. Now I have to make the choice.
Yes, sir.
All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
Amen.
And of course now, the hypocrite will go on and read the rest of it and say, well, he's talking about food you eat. Well, in this particular passage, they were arguing over meat offered to idols. And I wouldn't want to eat meat that had been offered unto an idol, a sacrifice unto an idol. Would you want to do that? But some of them were doing it, and they were arguing back and forth over it, and that's what brought it all up. But he's not talking about meat offered to idols whenever he says in verse 9, the righteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves, mankind, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. He's not talking about people eating meat offered to idols there. He's just saying this is what you used to be, and now you ought to know better.
Right.
And now you ought to be able to make some righteous judgments. Before you didn't. We didn't hear the word tolerance very much until this past generation of sodomites. Now that's the word for them, sodomites. If you don't like that, take that up with the Bible. They're living a lifestyle of Sodom and Gomorrah, homosexuality. LGBTQ and any other letter they put in there, man, boy, woman, girl, whatever other perversion they can think of. We didn't hear much about this stuff. No, very few people stood up and said, well, you gotta tolerate me, I'm a drunk. Very few people ever say, well, you gotta tolerate me, I'm a drug addict. The sodomite crowd started this tolerance movement.
Yeah.
But all unregenerated sinners and hypocrites have used it since Adam's fall.
Right.
You know what it is? I can't help myself. You gotta love me anyway. Adam did it. You remember? Eve sinned. Then she tempted him. He sinned. Adam was the head of the house, so he was responsible. He's the one God went to, not Eve. Because he's the one that God told the rules to, not Eve. He was supposed to tell Eve. And he said, Adam, what's wrong with you? He said, well, that woman you gave me. Lord, that woman you gave me, I'm a victim. If you hadn't given me that woman, I wouldn't have done this. You got to tolerate me now.
Amen.
Men's been doing it ever since the fall.
Yep.
Well, you know, if my dad would have took me fishing, I wouldn't be a drunk. Well, you know, if grandma would treat me right, I wouldn't be a pervert. It's all the same story with a different name.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I can't help it. It's y'all's fault. It's society's fault. It's the church's fault. It's the preacher's fault. It's the Sunday school teacher's fault. It's those people down there at the church judging me. It's that preacher judging me. It's, hey, I'm a victim here. I can't help myself. I was born this way. Yeah, but you make a choice to stay born that way. You're not a victim. You might be a victim to a drug dealer who got you hooked on crack. And you might need some help to get out off of crack. But you can't stay a victim on crack all your life. You have to make a decision sometime in your life. I'm going to let this thing rule my life, or I'm going to let Jesus Christ rule my life.
Well,
and I've seen crack's a terrible thing to get off of, but I've seen people get saved and instantly never use crack again. So you got to get out of that victim that you're not a victim, you're a sinner. You choose to sin, and then you get mad at us when we name your sin.
Yes.
Well, you can't judge me, I'm a victim. You're not a victim.
Right.
You decided to be the way you are.
Amen.
We had the same choice this morning. We got up this morning. We had to make a choice how we was going to live, what we were going to do, what we wasn't going to do. We made righteous judgments and said, this is good and this is bad. I'm not doing that. I'm doing that. And this person ain't good for me and this person's bad for me. I'm not messing with that one. And every day we make judgments and we're supposed to. And we look at people and judge them too. Now I'm going to get into that in a minute. There's different ways for that. It's not all clumped in that one verse. They all like to throw it under where Jesus said, judge not that you be not judged. But they never quote the second part of it. He said, by whatever judgment you judge them, the same's going to be judged. You'll be judged the same way. So if you say, don't drink liquor, you better not drink liquor. Now, the need for acceptance goes like this. And that's what this is. You claim to be a victim when you're really a sinner. Because you want to be accepted by us as the way we are. That God has changed us. He's regenerated us. He's made us new creatures. But you've not surrendered to that. So therefore, you expect us to accept you the way you are because you're a victim and you can't help yourself. Well, you forget where we came from too. And such were some of you, he said.
Right.
Don't you go spouting that stuff off to me. I used to be one of you. I know where you're coming from. Here's the way it goes. If you love me, you'll tolerate me. You ever heard anybody tell you that? If you love me, you'll accept me the way I am. No, if you loved us, you'd be willing to change.
Wow. Amen.
If you love me, you'll have to tolerate me because I can't help myself. I'm a victim. If you love me, you'll have to accept me the way I am because I can't change. If you love me, you will celebrate what I am.
God forbid.
And that's the Sodomite song now.
Yeah, that's right.
If you love me, you'll tolerate me. They said, first, you're not a good Christian if you don't tolerate me. That's what they said. That's what the sinner says every day. I know I'm a drunk, but you got to love me. If you don't tolerate me, you're not really a Christian.
Yeah.
Yep.
Heard that.
Yep. Help me here. I know the crowd's small.
Amen.
Yeah.
Listen.
You're spot on.
If you love me, you'll accept me and overlook what I am. But if you really love me, you ought to be happy for what I am and the way I choose to live.
Yes.
You ought to celebrate with me. And you ought to march in the parade with me while I wear my diaper. Or carry my whip. Or dress up like a man and I'm a woman. Or a woman and I'm a man. You ought to celebrate that. No, we don't have to celebrate that. We look at that and say, that's wrong. You say you made a judgment. You're right.
Amen.
We did. We made a judgment.
Yes.
God told us how to do that.
Yes, he did.
But how can we do that? Because in such were some of you. We were just like that. Now, I'm not talking about the perverted, those things, but in some way, we told people the same thing. Well, if you love me, you'll do this. If you love me, you'll accept this. If you love me, you'll celebrate it when I do this. That was the cry of sinners in Sodom. In Sodom and Gomorrah, you remember the story? When they were confronted by Lot. You remember in Sodom, God sent two angels down there to get Lot and his family out because Lot has compromised. Instead of judging sin, he overlooked sin, he tolerated sin, he accepted his sin, and he even became a leader in the city. That tells me he celebrated with them their sin of perversion. I don't read where he ever participated in it, but he sure didn't preach against it either. So when the angels come to get Lot and his family out and the sun goes down and those men begin to work the streets and those perverts and they begin to work the streets, you know how they'll do. If you don't go up Charlotte one night, they're cruising all night long. Let me tell you something. As they went to Lot's house and they went in the house, got dark, and these men come and beat on their doors and said, Lot! We saw two men come in there. And they didn't say this, I'll just kind of fill in the lines. They look pretty good. And they said, let us bring them out here that we may know them. Now that word know them is the same one when it says that Adam knew his wife Eve and they bare a child. And Abraham knew his wife and she bare a child. And it's a sexual thing. We want to know them. Now the homosexual, they read that and they say that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of lack of hospitality. And hospitality is mentioned in the Bible as one of the traits of a good Christian or a bishop or a deacon or somebody like that. It is mentioned as that. But God doesn't destroy a whole city because they were not hospitable. So, they're trying to break the door down to get what they think are two men, because all angels in the Bible look like men. They're not men. They can't procreate, but they look like men. And they're handsome. And so they try to get these men out of the house. And Lot comes out. You remember the story? He offers them his own daughters.
Yes.
Says, take my daughters and have your way with them.
Yes.
All night in the streets. And they refused the daughters. They wanted the men. And then Lot said this. He said, he called them brethren. And he said, don't do this wicked thing. You remember what they said? Who made you judge over us? And then they begin to mock him and say, this guy came in a stranger and now he's telling us what's right and wrong. Who is he to tell us what's right and wrong? And that's been the cry of sinners ever. Who are you to tell me this is sin? Who are you to tell me this is not right? Who are you to judge me? Well, I'm nobody. I'm just one of them that used to be one of you. And now I once was that. I was lost, but now I'm found. And I know the difference between right and wrong. And I've got a whole book that tells me. And I just read you the book and you get mad at me. I didn't make these rules up. Because I used to be one of you.
Yes.
And such were some of you.
Amen.
I didn't like it when people told me I was going to hell. I'd say, who are you to judge me?
Amen.
I didn't like it when people said you need to quit doing that. I said, who are you to tell me what to do?
Right.
Well, you need to get right with God, get saved, go to church. And I'd say, who are those people down there at church? They're just a bunch of hypocrites anyway. I didn't want them judging me, but I sure enjoyed judging them. Amen.
How about that?
Amen. A fellow told me that one time I invited him to church here. He said, well, I used to go to church. I quit because church is full of hypocrites. I said, I'd rather go to heaven, go to church with the hypocrites than go to hell with them.
Yeah.
He said, well, I got you. Listen, they tried to shame Lot into approving their sin.
Right.
Now you're not going to shame me into approving your sin. I'm not going to do it. I've got problems I know. I'm still in the flesh and sometimes I fail and get up and fail and get up. But I got news for you. I don't live a lifestyle that way.
Right.
And I got news for you. I ain't always what I ought to be, but I'm a lot better than I used to be.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And most of my sins are on the inside now, not the outside.
Amen.
Now you listen to me. They tried to shame him. So these people try to shame us, Brother Ed. Who are you to talk about my sexual preferences?
Yes.
Who are you to talk about my drinking or my drugs or my fornication, my adultery, my homosexuality? Who are you? Well, I'm nobody. I'm just one of those that such were some of you. I used to be on that side. Now I'm over here.
Amen.
Amen. Run out of time. Then it comes into the New Testament. And everybody quotes Jesus that one thing, judge not and you shall not be judged. But look, you're not going in all the judgments. That's only one judgment he's talking about. Judgment of somebody's eternity. Now, let me tell you something. Be sure, I want you to know, we cannot be sure, I want you to know this. We cannot be the judge of their final judgment. We don't know where people's going to end up.
Amen.
I don't know who I'm talking to today. They may be a LGBTQ, whatever else. They may be a drunkard or a drug addict or abuse women or abuse children, something like that. But I don't know where they're going to end up because, see, I just see today.
Right.
It may be God reach down in all that filth and mire and do like he did me and lift them up and bring them out of it. And their final destination may be heaven. I don't know. I hope it is. I don't want anybody to go to hell. I don't judge you. People say, you tell me I'm going to hell. I say, no, I'm telling you, without Jesus Christ, you'll go to hell.
Amen.
You cannot judge minute circumstances. You can't do it. You can't look at people in the moment and judge whether or not they're saved. You can't do that. If you did, David, nobody would have thought David was a Christian many times.
Amen.
If you did that, they wouldn't have thought Solomon was a believer.
Amen.
You can't judge minute circumstances.
Amen.
Just because a guy walked out of the liquor store don't mean he's drinking.
Amen.
He might have went in there to witness. I don't know. I've known preachers go to liquor stores and witness. I knew. I wouldn't judge that. Next time I saw him, I'd ask him. But let me ask you something. We don't know what people are going through from day to day, minute to minute. So I don't know who's saved. I don't know who's not saved other than me. Now there's a lot of people I know, I think they are saved. But it may be next week I see them in some situation that they don't appear saved. I can't judge that. I can say that's sin, that's wrong, you ought not be like that. But I can't say you're not saved. I can't judge people's salvation by minute circumstances. I can't do it. You can't either. Somebody might have got mad and slugged somebody and called me to come get them out of jail. I don't know what happened until I get up there and bail him out. And I'm sure looking forward to hearing your story, though. Amen. Here's something you can't do. Number one, you can't judge final judgment. You can't judge minute circumstances. And you can't judge a person's heart. We can't. I don't try. But he said, well, if he was right in his heart, he wouldn't do that. I don't know that. You don't know what people's doing or why they're doing it. You don't know what's in their heart. What if your child was went into withdrawal from some kind of drug and was writhing around the floor dying, and all they needed was a little shot of heroin or something? You'd probably go get it, and I wouldn't. Who would know? They'd see you buying it, and they'd judge you. Say, I thought he or she was a Christian, but they don't know what's going on. And I'm not saying that would be right or wrong. I'm just giving you an example. You might see somebody in a fist fight and you say, well, I thought they was a Christian. Well, I don't know their heart. They might be a Christian. They might have had the fight. There's times you might just have to stand up and fight. I had one of those Facebook, some of my friends tell me on Facebook, I didn't sound like a reverend. So I wasn't a good Baptist pastor, and he was Baptist, he knew. I could say a whole lot right there. The obituary, he was of the Baptist faith. But anyway, everybody's a Baptist when they die. But I don't know if he is or not, but I'm saying this. We can't judge people's heart. I don't know who's saved and who ain't. I don't know why people do things at the moment they're doing it. But I got news for that fellow who said, well, I wasn't a good reverend or a good pastor. If it wasn't for pastors, Presbyterian and Baptist and Methodist pastors, we'd have never won the Revolutionary War.
Right.
He needs to read some history. These men laid their Bible down and went on the battlefield.
Yes.
And took guns with them. Same way in the First World War and the Second World War and the Korean War and the Vietnam War. Men of God.
Yes.
Laid aside their church work and went to defend freedom so that people would have the freedom to worship in spirit and truth. And if you'd have seen him shooting a man, you'd have said, well, he must not be a Christian. I don't know his heart. I bet it would be hard for me to kill a man, but if I had to keep my wife and children alive, I'm afraid if it becomes between you and them, they're going to live.
Right.
And you, hey, but you can't judge my heart. I'm saved. I'm on. So I don't. I don't try to judge. I don't say why you did that, Ed. If I see you do something, I don't try to figure out why. I don't know your heart. And unless you tell me, I'm not going to ask. A woman used to come to my church, and she said, "Ronnie doesn't know his sheep well enough." And what she was saying, there were some hypocrites here. I said, you send that woman word back and say, it's not my business to know them that well. It's my business to keep them out of hell and help them be good Christians. It's their business to do what I preach, the Bible says.
Right. Yes.
I'm not to come down to your house, change your television station or your radio station or your magazines or, I used to have me, I might not say this, but he pastors now, but he used to be a member of my church years and years ago, this church. And, on five different occasions, they called me over to their house because they was husband and wife fighting like cats and dogs. Please come. And y'all want a name, ain't you? Y'all want me to give a name, ain't you? He pastors now. They were going through a hard time in their marriage, and I'd sit down and talk to them and try to get them to love me and love each other, you know. And it'd work about a week or two, and then they'd be back at it again. But I believe they were saved people. He's pastoring church now. I hope all that's done. But good people. I can't judge your heart. I can't give you final judgment. I don't know exactly what you're going through. I can't judge you right this minute. Y'all ready to be finished? I'm not finished.
Hello.
Number two, I said New Testament Christian. Then it comes over to New Testament Christianity. Be sure we can't, but here, be sure we can. Let me tell you some things you can be sure of when it comes to judging. We can convey to them the judgments of God that are already made.
Amen.
Now, everybody doesn't know what I know about the Bible. Everybody doesn't know what you know about the Bible. There's people on different levels of growth, different levels of learning. There's some that's babes in Christ. There's some little toddlers in Christ. And then you got people that live in Chester. They're teenagers in Christ. And they'll never grow up. But there's different stages in the Christian life. And I can't judge you for where you're at. I don't know your mind. I don't know your heart. You say, I say, Ed, are you saved? You say, I'm saved, Brother Ron. And give me your testimony. That's all I know. And then as I see you, I can look at you sometimes and say, well, that's a mature Christian. But sometimes he may not look like a mature Christian. Y'all still with me?
Yeah.
I mean, they might call me over there with the police one night. I don't know. But let me tell you something. I can tell you the judgments of God that God has already made. It's not my judgments. Here they are. Heaven and hell. I can tell you how God will judge you according to Jesus Christ, whether or not you'll go to heaven or to hell. And people say, well, you can't say I'm going to heaven or hell. I say, no, I can't. But the Bible will tell you if you just let me read you the Bible and I'll show you. We can judge that Jesus is the only way to heaven.
Amen.
People tell me, well, I'm Episcopalian. And I always want to say Whiskeypalian. But I'm Episcopalian, and look, I'm not going to worry about where you come from. I'm going to tell you there's only one way to heaven. His name's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'll tell you there's no hope in the Pope. If that offends you, then you may be better find the Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the only way to heaven. There's no other way. I can tell you what the Bible says about sin and about righteousness.
Yes.
And there is a difference.
Amen.
There's a difference between sin and righteousness. Yes, there is.
Yes.
And God forbids sin, and God encourages and rewards righteousness.
Amen.
I can tell you that. I'm not telling you that you're well, I'm not, and y'all know this story. I was knocking on doors one day, and I ran up on these three potheads, and they were smoking, and because they didn't have CBD oil and those vapes like they have now. That's a pretty sissy pothead to do that. But anyway. They're sitting there doing this, you know, and, hey, man, hey, I told them who I was, and they, oh, cool, man, we've been talking about the Bible. You know, every pothead knows everything about the Bible, especially the book of Revelation. They know everything about the book of Revelation. and said, and I'm trying to tell them how to be saved. One of them said, what do you think about marijuana? I said, I think it's bad for you. It's got more nicotine and tar in it than a whole pack of cigarettes. One joint has more tar in it than a whole pack of cigarettes. Unless they're L&M, of course, they were all right. But, what do you think about marijuana? Do you think it's a sin? I said, yeah. Oh, no, it can't be a sin, one of them said. I said, why couldn't it be? I mean, here's the pothead talking to the preacher. He said, it's in the Bible. I said, it's not in the Bible. Show it to me. He said, well, I don't know exactly where it's at. You ever heard that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know exactly, but it's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
It's in there. Hadn't you ever read that he gave us all the herbs of the field? He said, marijuana's a herb. I said, he's talking about herbs that you eat, not smoke. No, it's in the Bible. I said, if you don't get saved, you're going to die and go to hell. You can't judge me. I said, I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. We ought to be sure we can judge and convey to them what God's already judged. And we ought to love sinners enough to warn them.
Yes.
Right. Lord, love them enough to warn. I'm glad somebody loved me enough to tell me the truth.
You,
I'm glad they didn't pet me.
Yes.
I'm glad they didn't apologize to me about being a Christian.
Yes.
I'm glad they didn't try to bribe me to do something.
Yes.
I'm glad that old preacher looked at me and said, listen, you must be born
yes.
again. You're going to hell. You're going to hell. Just that blunt. You're going to hell unless you get saved by the grace of God. You must be born again. And I'm glad he wasn't a pussyfooter. He didn't tiptoe around things. He just came out and just told me the truth.
Yes, thank you.
And I didn't want to hear it. I didn't know. I didn't care. And I didn't want to hear. But he told me anyway because he loved me. He didn't want me to go to hell.
Amen.
He judged me.
Yes.
And you know I never did say you can't judge me when he told me that. You know why? He rung my bell.
Yeah.
Ding! He rung my bell, buddy. I wouldn't argue with that preacher. They didn't call him bully for nothing. He could have whooped me with the Bible. But he loved me enough to tell me the truth. Look, we don't have to tolerate. We don't have to accept. And we certainly don't have to celebrate things that people do.
No.
And if we love them, we won't. We ought to see them as we were.
Right.
Yes, judge, yes. You need to be saved. Yes, judge. The wages of sin is death. You're going to die if you don't get saved. You're going to hell if you don't get saved. What you're doing is going to kill you if you don't get saved. Might kill yourself.
Amen.
We'll look at them like, and such were some of you.
Yes.
And then we'll want to help them see the light and lead them to the light without stepping into their darkness to do it. If you start tolerating them and accepting what they do and celebrate what they do, you're going to have to go into the sin that they're in. I don't know if the preacher's still around or not. There used to be a preacher in this town go in these bars and sit down with people in these bars. And I don't know if he drank or not. But he shouldn't have stepped into that darkness. If you want to tell somebody something, he should have met them outside. We don't go into the darkness with them. These angels did not go into Sodom to celebrate or accept or tolerate. They went in to bring the judgment of God. And we need to tell people, no, I'm not judging you. God's already judged you. You're already condemned. I'm not here. Jesus came not to condemn because we're condemned already. He wants to save you.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm not stepping into darkness with you. I will not go to your parade. I will not clap when you dress up like a woman and you're a man. I will not go to your wedding. I won't go to your engagement party. If you're drinking liquor and stuff, I won't come to your birthday party.
Amen.
What we do, look, we remembering that the rejection of God and Jesus Christ is the problem, and they choose it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're not a victim.
Amen.
That's right.
When I was lost, I never claimed to be a victim. I knew what I was, and I owned up to it. People said, you're a sinner. I said, yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to hell. I said, well, if there's a hell, I'll probably go.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, you ought not be doing that. I say, I know I ought not be doing that, but everybody knows doing it. And I made a choice. Every time that I rejected Christ, I made a choice. Christ didn't reject me. I was not the victim. The church didn't reject me. I was not a victim. I chose to be rejected.
Yes.
I didn't want to be a part of the Christian body. I didn't want to be a part of a church. I didn't want to live right. I didn't want to behave. I didn't want to honor God. And I didn't want you feeling sorry for me. I was my own man. I didn't follow people into hell. I was my own man. I've never been a follower. I've never thought of myself as a victim. And if sinners will get honest, they'll admit that. I'm not a victim. I choose to live this way.
Right.
I choose to reject Jesus Christ. I choose to reject deliverance from this sin. I choose to reject the love of God. I choose to reject the Son of God. I am this way because this is what I am, and I want to be this way. Don't feel sorry for me. And such were some of you. Now, I'm not judging anybody looking at me, and I'm not judging anybody in here. We're already judged. Before the foundation of the world was ever laid, God made a plan where you could be saved and go to heaven, and you could be delivered from all these things that you're in bondage to. And He made a way, and He sent His Son to pay for it with His life. And He loved you so much, and now you reject the Father's love, you're going to get what He's going to give you. And that's not my choice, that's your choice. And I'm not the one that's judging you. You're judging yourself and letting God put the judgment on you. I love you, but don't play the victim card with me. You're not a victim. You choose to be a sinner, a lost sinner. And backslidden Christians, don't play the victim card with me. You're not a victim. You choose what you're doing.
Yes.
We are free. We're free. You know why some people never get delivered from stuff? They don't want to be.
Wow.
If the God that created the heaven and earth and all the stars and all the universes in the infinium, if that God can do that and create me and you, you think He can't deliver us from one of our little pitiful problems?
Right.
Yes. Amen.
And if we want it, He will.
Amen.
He said He hath, and He doth, and He yet will deliver us.
Yes.
Now, we ain't no better than anybody else. We're saved by the grace of God. But we quit being victims, and we became victors.
Amen.
This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
Amen.
We choose to be victorious and not defeated. Don't throw that judging stuff at me. I'm not the one that's judging. I'm just telling you what the judge says.
Amen.
I'm like the bailiff. All rise. Court's dismissed. The judge said the rest of it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, it's a serious problem we have. Our churches, look, our churches are dying because they've gone to this acceptance and tolerance and celebration stuff.
Yes.
God help poor sinners.
Yes.
And help us to cry aloud and spare not and show our people their sins.
Yes.
At the risk of losing. At the risk of losing them. I'd rather you get mad at me and then later get saved than be happy with me because I don't ever say anything about your sin and die and go to hell.
Amen.
Let's stand. Father, thank You for Your inerrant, inspired, infallible Word. I pray tonight somebody may be listening on Facebook. Lord, their life ruined. It's just ruined because of bad choices, sinful choices. And Lord, they know it. They know it. I knew it. And Lord, they just need to accept the deliverance that Jesus Christ will give them. If they'll just look up and say, Lord, help.
Yes.
Young man came in here Sunday and I asked him, I'd heard he got saved. I said, you get saved? He said, well, I think so. I said, what do you mean you think so? He said, well, I'm trying. I said, what do you mean you're trying? I said, did you ask him to save you? And he said, yeah. I said, God don't play.
Right.
If you meant it, He meant it.
That's right.
Now, say I'm saved when people ask. I don't hate anybody. There's some people I'm not going to be around. I'm not being around people that's got that victim attitude. I'm not doing it. You ain't bringing me down to your level. I've got the victory. I'm not being a victim anymore. And I'm not going to feel sorry for you if you choose to be that way. Now, some people are victim of abuse or victim of rape or victim of incest. They didn't choose that.
Right.
But the assaulter did. I'm not feeling sorry for that guy in jail for that. I'm not doing it. I'm not feeling sorry for that guy in jail because he won't pay child support. That child can't help the condition that it's in, but that man should ought to pay for the children he's produced.
Yes.
He's not a victim. That child is. People need to wake up. If every time somebody says something to you about being saved, it offends you, you need to be saved.
Yeah, amen.
That's how simple it is.
Amen.
God deliver some people tonight. Save some. Bless these that's here. Thank you for these people coming. Lord, get our church back up again. Get people back in. Help them to get out of walking in fear and walk in the victory. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Let's sing song number 122.
Yep, 122.
You can have the victory. This is how you get it right here.